under oath, they decide not to do it.
Rhodes recently telling the New York Times how he helped sell the deal to Americans.
That's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington. The Obama administration keeping a close eye on a bill that was passed by the Senate to allow families of 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia for the 9/11 attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
South Carolina lawmakers in favor of stricter limits on abortion. The Palmetto State's legislature passing a bill banning abortion after 19 weeks of pregnancy. The only exceptions would be if the mother's life's in danger or if the baby would not be able to survive outside of the womb. The American Legion makes a request to the federal court to keep In God We Trust on U.S. currency. John Clements reports that this is just the latest legal challenge to our national motto.
This time, a group of atheists have joined forces with some humanists to file a lawsuit against the federal government demanding the removal of the national motto, In God We Trust, from U.S. currency. Justin Butterfield of First Liberty is one of the attorneys for the American Legion.
Federal courts from the district court all the way up to the Supreme Court have said repeatedly that the national motto is constitutional. It's perfectly fine for it to be placed on our money, on our coins and currency. This is just another attack on that has been dealt with over and over again.
Mr. Butterfield said he wanted to remind the atheists and the humanists that In God We Trust appears on government buildings across the country, including the House and the Senate chambers, as well as every federal appeals court to have heard the issue upheld in the past. I'm John Clemens.
Jimmy Kimmel renews a three-year contract at ABC. The show currently stands second in the late-night ratings behind NBC's The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon. Kimmel's new contract keeps him at ABC through the fall of 2019. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
As Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg sits down with conservative leaders to talk about the trending topic scandal in California, both Democratic presidential candidates walking away with a victory in last night's presidential primaries.
Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders is cheering a projected victory in Oregon's primary. Sanders predicted that he will also win big in California's primary on June 7th. While campaigning in Southern California, Sanders rejected calls to drop out of the Democratic presidential race.
USA Radio's Anthony Lucero with that report. Parents can now track their children's Uber rides on the Internet. The ride-sharing company announcing a new feature yesterday that will allow family members and other loved ones to track each other's trips. The new feature called Trip Tracker is connected to Uber's Family Profiles program, and it allows customers to pay for friends and families. This is USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Have you dreamed of going to the Holy Land and see the places that you've read about in the Bible? Hi, this is Governor Mike Huckabee. Join Western Journalism and me for the Israel Experience 2016. You'll experience the land of the Old Testament and the Gospels, the complex and beautiful land that was the setting for the teachings, the battles, and the miracles of the Bible. During your Israel experience, you'll walk where Jesus walked, sit atop the Mount of Beatitudes, and pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. You'll explore the old city of Jerusalem and swim in the Dead Sea. Join me and embrace the great beauty and spiritual significance of this land. Go to IsraelExperience2016.com/Western Journalism. Airfare to Israel, 5-star hotel accommodations, all meals, fees, and even tips are included in this journey that'll change your life. IsraelExperience2016.com/Western Journalism. Come to Israel this year.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Well, good afternoon. The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 66 degrees, humidity at 37%, and the visibility is at 10 miles. This afternoon, expect mostly cloudy skies with a high near 67, and tonight mostly cloudy with a low of 46. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 70, winds light and variable. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 44. Friday, sunny with a high near 76. Friday night, a chance of rain after 2 a.m., and then mostly cloudy with a low of 52. Saturday, rain likely, mainly after 8 a.m., and the chance of precipitation is at 60%. Saturday night, rain also likely with a chance of precipitation also at 60%. And then Sunday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 71. So it looks like we're going to have a wet and cool weekend. And it is currently 12:07.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I am also a licensed professional counselor with a private practice here in Flemington, New Jersey. And I've been doing Counselor's Chat, pretty soon it'll be going on 5 years. So that's a bit of a benchmark, I guess. And my main goal for this show, and I actually don't know if I've ever gotten any clients through doing Counselor's Chat, but that would be a nice icing on the cake. But that's not really my purpose for doing this show every week. It really is about promoting good mental health. As a licensed professional counselor, I am a mental health counselor. I'm not a psychologist, a psychiatrist, or a licensed clinical social worker. I am a counselor. I have a license. Life coaches are not licensed to practice. They can obviously practice, but they don't have the license. Having the license means that I needed to pass an examination. I needed to have my master's degree. So all licensed professional counselors have a master's degree, generally in counseling and or education. And we needed to take an exam to be nationally certified. New Jersey uses the National Certification Board examination, which has, and I mentioned this a little bit last week, 9 core issues that we needed to be proficient in. And I need to maintain my license by attending 20 additional extra credit hours of education per year, including law and ethics. Ethics is an extremely important aspect of counseling, as is knowing different theories and how to use them in the counseling process, and the client-counselor relationship, confidentiality, those things, extremely important. One of the things as a counselor is because I am licensed, I do have the ability to diagnose. So with that being said, I picked the topic today of narcissism. And narcissism is something that we talk about and we hear about quite often. We are talking more and more about being in a narcissistic culture. Now, some of you may know the story of Narcissus, who has Greek origins, about a young boy who was so incredibly in love with himself and thought himself as so beautiful that when he eventually went to go kiss himself in the reflection of the water, he fell in and drowned. Generally speaking, narcissism is about sort of a twisted, grandiose fantasy, self-admiration belief system. But it's a personality disorder, so it goes deeper than just a belief system. Now, I describe personality disorders in this way, and it's a simplified way. I get that. However, I think it can really help somebody understand what I'm saying. Because when we have a personality disorder, we generally don't notice it. If I have a narcissistic personality disorder, and there are about 9 of them altogether, but if I had a personality disorder, like we hear of borderline personality disorder and antisocial personality disorder, which is not about somebody who wants to stay home. It basically is about someone who doesn't think that the morals and social aspects of this world apply to them. In other words, I can break the law, but you can't. And I don't even think I'm breaking the law. I'm just sort of above the law. Okay. So I like to try and make that clear, because oftentimes the word antisocial, we think, well, that's somebody who wants to stay home all the time. It doesn't like to. And that could be someone who is an introvert, or it could be someone who struggles with an anxiety disorder. Okay. Anyway, a narcissist, let me get back to personality disorders in general. I like to think of them as someone who struggles with colorblindness. I don't know it. I don't see it. I see things that have color, but I may not see things that have red in them or green in them. You know, the reason why our stop lights are always the red, yellow, the order that they're in, okay, is because people who are colorblind, that's why one single light doesn't go from red to yellow to green. It's in a pattern. So that the person with colorblindness says, oh, the bottom light has just turned on, I can go. They don't see it as green. They all call it green, but they don't see it as green. They'll call it green because they're told it's green, but they have no concept of green. No concept of green. It all looks gray. Now, when we look at the full spectrum of colors that we see as human beings, that's it. We see the colors of the rainbow. But, you know, there are more colors and we don't see them. They are not in our spectrum of, you know, it's like I don't hear a dog whistle. Dogs hear the dog whistle. The pitch is too high. Our ears are not made to see it. The dogs come running. Somebody's hearing it. Okay. I look at a personality disorder in this way. I don't see that I have a disorder. I don't see it. Even if you tell me, even if you point out the facts, I don't see it. So my discussion today is going to be about narcissism because it is so on the rise. And I need to take a little commercial break right now. And I will be back in just a few moments to talk a little bit about narcissism, what it's like to be in a narcissistic relationship, and if there is help for narcissists. So I'm Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Heide & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heide & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about narcissism. It is something that is a mental health issue, and it is growing in our country. There is a pervasive pattern of grandiosity, both in fantasy and behavior, a need for admiration, a lack of empathy. It generally begins in early adulthood, and it presents itself in a variety of ways. So here are some of the characteristics. And generally speaking, if I were to diagnose someone, I would need to pick at least five of these indicators. So the first one that has is lacks empathy. That means the person is unwilling to recognize or identify with the feelings and needs of others. It's the most striking feature with people who are narcissistic. Is really sort of the hallmark of the disorder. It's sort of the same way that fear of abandonment is what the person with borderline personality disorder struggle with. Narcissists don't consider the pain they inflict on others. They don't even see it. They don't give any credence to it. they just simply don't care about the thoughts and feelings that conflict with theirs. They don't expect, you know, they don't expect that you even have any feelings really about what they're saying. If you expect someone who is narcissistic to listen, validate, understand, or support you, you will be highly frustrated. They can pick up social cues. They can fake it when necessary. They can even look normal. However, the lack of empathy is so pervasive with a narcissist. They have no clue that they are leaving a trail of hurt and pain and betrayed feelings and outrage. And even if you wanted to sit down and say, listen, I want you to know how I feel, a narcissist cannot do it. Cannot do it. You get the, oh, yeah, yeah, okay, okay, sure, sure, yeah, yeah. Okay, but let me tell you my point of view. Okay. So someone who has a narcissistic personality disorder has a grandiose sense of self-importance. In other words, they may exaggerate their achievements and talents. They might expect to be recognized as superior. They look for accolades. It's an unrealistic sense of being superior, better than other people. Oftentimes, people with narcissistic personalities put other people down. Now, they may not put them down to their face. They have enough social cues to not do that. But they may say, oh, that person is such an idiot. You know, it's sort of gossipy. I don't even know why I associate with that person. They're so dumb. You know, it's almost like, aren't they lucky that I am allowing them to be in my life in any particular way? I don't take pity on them. I look down at them for being less than I am. So I'm somehow above. I deserve more. I expect more. I may even give off sort of a haughty, better than type of attitude. Someone who is narcissistic has a sense of entitlement or unreasonable expectations of being favorably treated or have automatic compliance with his or her expectations. What do you mean you're not going to do that for me? Of course you are. It's not the same as self-worth entitlement. It's not the same. It is a belief that one is worthy of accomplishments earned through hard work. That's self-worth. Instead, a narcissist is like a toddler who has never learned that he's not the center of the world. Often having temper tantrums. They can't understand why you're not giving them what they want. They have some kind of unwritten guideline for living that is irrational. And they become angry when it doesn't go their way and when people don't go along with their demands. Another thing about people with narcissism is that they exploit other people. In other words, they take advantage of other people for their own ends. Because they lack empathy, because they feel entitled, because they are above the rules, they see other people as extensions of themselves who are there to fulfill their needs and to fill those needs endlessly. A narcissist doesn't get that everything he or she needs may not happen. They take advantage of others to achieve their own end. They exploit relationships. They get involved with others without regard for the other person's feelings or interests. They don't even think about what's best for others. A narcissist places no value on open, fair, and honest exchanges. They may say things like, "Well, let's compromise. We'll do it my way." That's the compromise. Rather than, "Okay, the compromise is 50% the way you want to do it, 50% the way I want to do it." Compromise is, "Okay, let's compromise. We'll do it my way." That's that interpersonal, exploitive, take advantage of for your own end. Generally speaking, fear, obligation, and guilt hook family members in, and the narcissist gets what they want. Generally speaking, narcissists and people pleasers or codependents have a really good working relationship. And the cycle stops when the person without the personality disorder decides that they are not going to give in, that they're going to start saying no. A narcissist is often envious of others or believes others are envious of him or her. You see, a narcissist must be superior to others in every single way. So when someone else has something that they don't have, they want it. Not out of admiration or status or skill. The narcissist sees it as a threat. It is not conscious, and therefore they deny it. They may say, "I don't even have an envious bone in my body. I don't even know what it feels like to be jealous." But the reality is, they are. They don't see it. You see, here we go. We talk about the stoplights, the color blindness. A narcissist may see themselves as loving and caring and giving. "Let's compromise. We'll do it my way. Isn't that wonderful? Look how caring I am." I will use the word, but they don't see that that's not what's going on. A narcissist requires excessive admiration. All the time. They like to surround themselves with people who give them positive reinforcement. "Oh, you're wonderful. We couldn't do this without you. You are so special. You need accolades. I'm going to give you a plaque. I'm going to set up a statue. I'm going to, in some ways, worship you." And if that is not being experienced, the superior self-image begins to crack, and psychologically they can't handle it. And so they will end the relationship, be mean, be nasty, be vicious, till they get the accolade. They'll move on. "I'll end the relationship. I'll go find someone who is going to admire me." A narcissist is arrogant, haughty in behavior, and haughty in attitude. Arrogance. It's a defense mechanism that keeps the narcissist a legend in his own mind. They cannot sustain the possibility of imperfections. Remember, a narcissist, okay, only sees themselves and others black and white. And so they need those admirations. They need the sense of control of controlling others. They need to feel better than. So haughty attitude. They have to be on the top because someone has to be on the bottom. They are judgmental and power hungry. Someone who is narcissistic believes that he or she is special and unique and can be only understood by and associate with other special or high status people. So, a narcissist will have people around them such as lawyers, judges, doctors, bishops, professors, people, politicians, people of status. A narcissist may be a secretary. A narcissist may be a janitor. All right, okay, I'm not being politically correct with my words, sorry. A narcissist may have a high school diploma. However, a narcissist will surround themselves with people of importance because they see themselves as special. A narcissist is preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited power and success, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love. Now, I'm saying ideal, not the idea of love. Ideal, perfect, that's ideal. What an ideal situation. So there's scenarios of how things are supposed to look. I'm going to meet this person, and we're going to have a fairy tale life, and this person's going to meet my every expectation. Well, chances are this person is relatively codependent. This person doesn't have a voice. See, this is the thing that's really interesting in the story of Narcissus. He has a relationship with someone called Echo. And Echo just does that. Echo just repeats back whatever he says. And that's what happens in a narcissistic relationship. The codependent has no voice, doesn't know what they like or don't like. Or chameleon, you like red, I like red. Where do you want to go? I'll go wherever you want to go. I'll do whatever you want to do. It's a perfect thing to fill and feed the narcissist. So, as you see, we have a lot of characteristics of a narcissist within our own population. It's a growing issue. The lack of empathy, the grandiose sense of self-importance, the high sense of entitlement, the exploiting other people to get what you want, the feelings of envy. Everybody needs a trophy. We foster it. You are special. Well, there is a strong difference between narcissistic personality disorder and healthy self-love. Because we think of narcissism as self-love. But it's self-love to such an extreme that it discounts other people. It ignores other people. It hurts other people. It steps on other people. It uses and abuses other people. That is not self-love. That is narcissism. Self-love. I take care of myself in healthy ways. Sleeping, eating, exercise. I work at having healthy relationships. I have good boundaries. I know my limits. I'm flexible. I practice empathy. I have good communication skills. I say no without guilt. I don't have a sense of toxic shame. I have some healthy shame. I don't think I'm better than you. I don't think I'm less than you. I look at us as equal. Each one of us equal with our own specific talents, our own specific likes and dislikes. I can understand good self-love. I can take myself out of myself and say, you know, that's got to really hurt you. That's really an unfortunate situation. Wow, that is so sad. And really mean it. Really feel it. We can, with self-love, you can cry with another person, not cry for another person. Cry with another person. Self-love is not demanding. And it's not jealous. So, self-love says, wow, my friend has got this particular thing. I think that's so wonderful. I'm so happy for my friend. Narcissism is, well, why didn't I get that? I should have been able to get that. Who is that person to think they can get it and I don't have it? Whatever it is. You hear the difference? Oftentimes, when you're in a relationship with someone who is a narcissist, they love to talk about themselves. They hardly give you a chance to have a two-way conversation. They prattle on and on and on about their achievements and the things that they're doing and their views and the people that they've seen and the people they're putting down. And chances are your comments are either corrected, dismissed, or ignored. If you even get a word in edgewise, that is. Oftentimes, when you're having a conversation with a narcissist, they continue to interrupt and talk over you. They have extremely poor communication skills. They often interrupt and quickly switch the focus back to himself or herself, showing very little genuine interest for you. So a conversation, let's say on the phone with a narcissist, may sound like, oh, hi, how are you doing? Oh, I'm good. How are you? Well, I'm good. Well, that's good. Well, let me tell you what's going on with my life. And I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And I'm doing the other thing and this and that. And the other person is such an idiot. And can you believe they're so horrible? And I mean, I really should have gotten the admiration for that particular thing that I put all that effort into. Well, it was really nice having the conversation. I'll talk to you later. Really frustrating. Narcissists are rule breakers. They enjoy getting away with violating rules and social norms, like cutting into line, maybe being a chronic under-tipper, stealing office supplies, breaking multiple appointments, disobeying traffic laws. See, a narcissist is special. They don't need to be able, they don't need to follow these things. They even take pride in persuading other people to break the rules for them. They are boundary violators. What do I mean by that? They showed wanton disregard for other people's thoughts, feelings, possessions, physical space, time needs. They overstep and use up other people without consideration or sensitivity. They borrow items. They borrow money without returning it. They break promises and obligations and show little remorse and then blame the victim for the whole situation. You know, it's your fault that I forgot because you didn't remind me. Like it is your responsibility to keep track of what my plan is. Can't you rearrange your schedule for me? Can't you take me here? Do this for me. Do that for me. I don't know what you do with your time, but I need your time. Your time isn't meaningful to you. Your time is meaningful to me. In being in a relationship with a narcissist, you feel and recognize false image projections. False image projections. So a narcissist is the quintessential projectionist. In other words, when someone projects, those qualities don't apply to me. I'm not the gossip. I'm telling you that Fred is the gossip. I'm telling you that the other person is jealous. I'm telling you that the other person thinks of no one else but themselves. Okay, I'm the narcissist. The other person screwed up my finances. The other person needs to get their life together. Okay. So the projection is instead of being able to look at the real self, those aspects do not apply. They apply to other people. I am not entitled. You're entitled. You never let me speak. You never let me get my way. You see, here it goes. There's a good projection example right there. Let's compromise and do it my way. You never let me get my way. It's projection. How come I can never do what I want to do? We always do what you want to do. Let's compromise and do it my way. So I'm going to take another little commercial break, and I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about narcissism and see what we might be able to do if either you're in a relationship with a narcissist or if you may think you are a narcissist and you want to get some help for it. So I will be back in just a few moments after this break. I'm Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own.
Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about narcissism. As I had said previously, narcissism is a personality disorder, as are several others, and it is a growing personality disorder in our country. Generally speaking, someone with narcissism lacks empathy, is all about themselves, feel superior to other people, put other people down, are time stealers, conversation hoarders, projectionists. How does someone become a narcissist in the first place? Well, generally speaking, a narcissist is someone who may have some genetic predisposition towards it. However, oftentimes are products of extreme abuse, cruel violence, abandonment. It's really rough childhoods. And one of the things that happens, and there's many ways that the human brain does things, the psyche does things for self-protection. Now, some people, and, you know, some of you are aware, you know, we have, it's called a dissociative disorder, where we used to call it split personality. We've heard of these things, where my true self goes somewhere else and another personality comes out. We've had some movies like that. Can't come to mind the one that I'm thinking about. Anyway. But we do know about this. And so that can be one way someone's mind copes with the abuse. But the same thing with narcissism. It is too painful to be my true self. So I choose, in some ways, a way that is less painful. And my true self goes into hiding. I actually, in some ways, kill off my true self and live a pathological life. It is as if I am being taken over to appease the false self. So, a narcissist is a little helpless person, little meaning childlike person, who is still in some ways 2 years old, who demands others' attention as strongly as if they are demanding air to breathe. They have no concept of what they would be like as their true self. The inner wounds have annihilated their true self. It is like going from door A to door B without having a hole in the middle, but having a void in the middle. Getting someone into treatment for narcissism is generally pretty difficult. They don't necessarily see they have a problem. It's one of the most difficult personality disorders to treat. But there's the root of it. It is treatable. In some ways, a narcissist somehow knows that they don't have the inner resources to deal with life. And so they are focused on other people to fill their needs. Sometimes it's almost risking someone going into a psychotic state or a catatonic breakdown if they face the wounds. That's what it feels like. It is completely unmanageable. But it's doable. It's hard and grueling work and can be incredibly painful to the narcissist. A narcissist literally feels like he or she would disappear if they're not getting the energy supply from outside of themselves. Because the narcissist is killed off. Their connection with their true self. It was too painful. What this means is that the narcissist, when feeling emotionally low, will frenetically try and offset the pain by glomming onto someone else. Not dependently so much as the need for that admiration. And as a therapist, I will say my job is about sitting and being with people as they heal. In other words, being with people as they go through their pain. And that they start looking at the pain directly. Dealing with it, feeling it, healing from it, and letting go. You see, for the narcissist, the false self is all they know. Now, people with other issues, oftentimes, they can recognize it. But you see, again, I'm saying we're talking about the color blindness. Oftentimes, the narcissist doesn't even see it. In some ways, for a narcissist, it's like a constant out-of-body experience. The false self has completely taken over, and the narcissist is watching from the sidelines and able to stop it. It's knee-jerk reaction. One of the most difficult things for a narcissist is to hear the word no. The injury is so hard. The pain is so deep. The walls are so thick. And sometimes when you as I'm going to say, as a therapist, as a counselor, if I push on it, it brings that person to their knees. And so then here's the question. Who would really want to do that? Who would want to put themselves in a place where their ego is so injured that they expose it and become temporarily out of commission? And for a narcissist, their brain has in some ways been hardwired into obtaining a narcissistic supply of attention. Therefore, the therapist's job, the counselor's job, is to provide attention to the narcissist and to begin to help them see that there's other ways for their brain to start firing again. As a counselor, I need to be a mirror. Empathetic. Mirror. To help a narcissist begin to see what they're doing. So there is help for narcissism, but it's difficult. To have to go in and actually heal those wounds. We used to think that narcissism was something that you could not heal, but we know differently. However, people who are narcissistic need to, number one, recognize that they are narcissistic, and number two, be open to the process of healing. Being willing, and see, that's really hard for narcissists, to be willing to get in touch with their true self, feel the pain of it, grieve the loss, gain new coping skills, learn about healthy boundaries, healthy limits, empathy. And there are a lot of times when I work with couples where there's one of the people in the relationship is a narcissist. Working with, helping them understand empathy is key. It's key. It's interesting. They're sitting there. The one spouse talks and talks and talks and talks and talks and talks. The other one is sitting there silently. Let's talk about empathy. Oh, yeah, yeah, I have empathy. Not really. It's a tough one. And at the same time, I do see that it is possible. As with any type of mental health issue, there has to be a willingness to change. So, I reached the end of my show for today. Just wanting to remind you that May is Mental Health Month. And with that being said, if you are struggling with things like anxiety and depression, addiction, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, personality disorders, narcissism, relationship difficulties, grief, anger, anything that is interfering with you having a healthy life and healthy lifestyle and healthy relationships, by all means, seek out some counseling. And as I said at the beginning of my show, I do this show to promote counseling and to let people know what licensed professional counselors do and who we are. I think that licensed professional counselors, and of course I may be a little biased, are probably the most highly trained in the field of mental health, because our focus is on counseling, not on social work, not on medicine, not on coaching, not on testing. Not that we don't have education in these areas. Our goal is about mental health and healthy lifestyles. So with that being said, if you are interested in finding out more about what I do, you can visit me on the web at www.alterolcounselor.net. Alterol with two L's, counselor, O-R, dot net. You can also call me at 908-581-2277.